You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, our double play at 11:45. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We're going to bounce around the NFL with our buddy Ross Tucker in just a moment. I listen to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast regularly. You can follow him on Twitter if you'd like. He is at Ross Tucker NFL to get his thoughts on the National Football League, and he's on the hotline right now. Now he's gone, so we'll get him on in just a moment.
He'll be on. We know it. We believe.
One of the things I want to ask him about, and we will get his take on, is tonight's matchup between the Bears 1-2 and the Packers 2-1. Green Bay 2-1, a little bit stinky. Chicago 1-2 smells a little bit more pleasant than you'd think. They almost beat the Falcons and they beat the Steelers. The Bears were supposed to be terrible. They're not. The Packers, I picked to go to the Super Bowl. A lot of people thought were going to be elite. They haven't played that way at all. Let's ask Ross about that. Ross, tonight's matchup, two teams in the North. Chicago better than its 1-2 record so far. Chicago 2-1, but has some problems with that. Are you surprised by either of those clubs?
I don't know if I'd say surprised. Green Bay, they lost at Atlanta. So, you know, that's not a big deal in my mind. And I think Chicago's probably, Grant, been about what I thought they'd be, you know, which is to say scrappy. You know, they got a pretty good offensive line. They just feel like a John Fox team to me, right? Where at the end of the year, they're going to win six games or seven, and we're going to say, yeah, you know what? You know, John did pretty good there.
Let's go most underwhelming team through 3 weeks and team that surprised you the most.
Surprised me the most positively is probably the Detroit Lions. I really thought, you know, it was somewhat fluky a year ago that they won all those close games late. And I anticipated them taking a major step back this year. But if it wasn't for an inch or whatever it was with the Golden Tate play, they could be 3-0. With two double-digit wins and then a win over the Falcons. And remember, they lost their left tackle, Taylor Decker. They lost their best pass rusher at least a year ago in Kerry Hyder. So Detroit definitely surprises me on the positive end of it. On the negative end, I'd say either the Giants or the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers, they're in a tough division, and they've lost close games. I mean, the Giants, first couple weeks, they weren't even really – competitive.
NFC East has three teams at 2-1. Redskins coming off that win over the Raiders, maybe the most surprising of them after the first 2 weeks. What'd you think of the way they dispatched Oakland?
That was really surprising for a bunch of different reasons, including, and you know this, Grant, I feel like usually when the Redskins have a primetime game, I'm there on the sideline and they get smoked. They stink. Tell me the stat. I'm sure you know it. What is their primetime home record? Because it feels like it's terrible. They never win.
Yeah, we were saying at one point last week, and I don't know it off the top of my head, but it was something like 4-17 in their last 21 or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And some of the losses are like just brutal. Like Carolina last year, I feel like I've been at every one of those games. So I wasn't there Sunday night, and they killed the Raiders. So maybe I'm the difference. That was really, really eye-opening. And I would say not so much offensively, although I thought it was their best performance of the year, but defensively. I mean, they really, under Minuski, are playing better than I thought they would. I mean, even if you think about it, even the first couple weeks, they did all right against the Eagles and the Rams. I mean, the Rams scored, 40 points on the other two teams they played?
They did. This was a weird week in the NFL, Ross. And I guess what I mean is a number of teams that were 2-0, we thought we knew some things after a couple weeks, either went on the road or went to a different country and just laid eggs. Looking at Denver, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Carolina, all these teams just looked terrible in week number three. Is this one of those like weird upset weeks in college basketball where there are midterms and we sort of throw out the scores when we start talking about tournament time? Or is it something that's a greater thing going on in the league?
No, I think it's what I love about the NFL. It's what makes it great. I mean, I think I got most of my picks wrong for the week. And I place bets on the Even Money podcast. Even like all my over-unders, they were all wrong. I mean, I think I got everything wrong. It's just, but that's kind of what makes it fun, right? I mean, that we really don't know. we think we know after a couple weeks, and then you have a week like this where pretty much everything that we thought would happen, it was the opposite. I don't know that that's a trend for those teams, other than I do think it's how the NFL works in terms of you never know what's going to happen. Like, I'll give you an example, right? I'll be in L.A. on Sunday. I'm calling the game between the Chargers and the Eagles for Westwood One. I think for sure the Chargers are going to win that game. I mean, this is the NFL. They're not that bad of a team. They're not going to be 0-4 with three straight losses at home. Meanwhile, you have the Eagles coming off an emotional win against a division rival on a 61-yard field goal. Like, I would bet a decent amount of money that the Chargers will win that game on Sunday.
I'm feeling the same way, except that, as you said, I mean, that would just, you're almost chalking it up for something that has nothing to do with the game, but I'm picking San Diego for the same reason. I'm saying that's not an 0-4 team. You got Ingram, you got Bosa, you got a pretty good defense, Melvin Gordon. That team should not be 0-4 at the quarter pole.
Plus, I kind of feel sort of like the law of averages in the NFL, you know? Like, any of these games where it's like a 3-0 team or an 0-3 team, if you look at it over time, there's going to be a lot more, you know, 3-1 teams and 1-3 teams than there are going to be 0-4 and 4-0. It's just the way the NFL works. You know, it's not like we're sitting here in week 16 being like, all right, guys, we got three undefeated teams and we got four teams that might go winless. I mean, that's just not the way the NFL works. So those teams are going to get wins, and they're going to get wins or losses, as the case may be, sooner rather than later.
At Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter, one of my favorite football minds. I listen to the Ross Tucker podcast. The Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I'm one of your tuck heads, as you call them. I'm listening all the time. But here's the bad news for you with your growing media empire now, with the Fantasy Feast Eaten, Business of Sports with Andrew, College Draft that you do, and then the Even Money. I think the Packers might ask you to play again. They're out five tackles, so don't pick up the phone if you get a call from somewhere around Appleton or Green Bay, Ross, if you want to keep doing big things with the Ross Tucker Media Podcast.
Yeah, I've ever seen anything like it. I mean, they're top five tackles. They're going to move the left guard to left tackle, I think. They got another kid off the practice squad that'll play right tackle. And Aaron Rodgers is already the most sacked quarterback in the league. I mean, that's another one. That's a sneaky, sneaky game for Bears-Packers tonight, because the Bears can also run the ball really well, and that's the Packers' weakness on defense right now, is run defense. So the Bears have the recipe to try to knock off the Packers tonight, for sure.
Ross, you're the best, buddy. Always appreciate the time. We know you got to jump, man. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Absolutely. And in addition to listening to the podcast, Grant, make sure you're playing with the ball cannon while you're listening to the podcast.
You think we don't play with the ball cannon in the junkie studio all the time?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You guys do that all the time.
Yeah, we got one.
We trespass and do it.
Yeah, so we're allowed to if they're not around.
I love it. All right, see you guys.
See you, Ross.
Take care, Ross. Appreciate you, buddy. There's Ross Tucker on Grant and Danny. Here on 106.7 The Fan. Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. At noon, we're going blitzing. Remember, Dan Fouts is on the show at 12:30. He's calling Steelers-Ravens this weekend. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.